This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Rick Perry, the latest member of the Trump cabinet to be stepping down. Energy Secretary Perry saying he's leaving, and not because of anything having to do with Ukraine.
Yeah, well, it has absolutely nothing to do with Ukraine. It has everything to do with, for the last 8 or 9 months, I've been looking back to Texas on a pretty regular basis, to Round Top, Texas, my wife, my dogs, and kind of going on to the next adventure in life.
Perry was speaking on Fox and Friends. A key House committee has approved Speaker Nancy Pelosi's sweeping drug pricing measure. The bill the House Energy and Commerce panel approved last night would allow Medicare to negotiate lower prices on as many as 250 expensive drugs each year, and the discounts could then be applied to private health insurance plans. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Gunfire and shelling are reportedly continuing in northeast Syria, one day after Turkey agreed to a temporary halt to its military campaign against Kurdish forces there. Announced by Vice President Mike Pence as a ceasefire after meeting with the Turkish president, Turkish officials refer to it only as a pause in the fighting. It's supposed to give the Kurds, former U.S. allies, 5 days to pull out of the region. Much of the Gulf Coast is under tropical storm warnings again. Here's correspondent John Hunt.
Moving off the eastern coast of Mexico, the low-pressure system was expected to develop into a tropical or subtropical system by the end of the day Friday, according to the National Hurricane Center.
Tens of thousands in California's Santa Barbara County could lose power today due to high winds. Southern California Edison says they might shut off the power to over 6,700 customers to reduce the risk of wildfires. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump says Texas made a fortune after Hurricane Harvey. His comments coming during that rally he held in Dallas last night. The 2017 hurricane resulted in over 100 deaths in Texas. It also caused catastrophic flooding, but the president says he paid billions of dollars to the state, and they thanked him for being so generous. NBC says it will not reopen an investigation into sexual assault accusations against Matt Lauer. The former Today Show host was fired in 2017 after sexual misconduct allegations. A new book from Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Ronan Farrow has brought up questions about how the network handled the incident. The book claims movie mogul Harvey Weinstein threatened to expose Lauer if NBC did not quash Farrow's own reporting on Weinstein's sexual misconduct. And Martin Luther King Jr.'s daughter says misinformation campaigns helped create an atmosphere for her father's assassination. Bernice King's Twitter comments in response to Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, who said the social media platform doesn't need to fact-check political ads. He invoked MLK's name, saying it's important that Facebook give a voice to minority voices. Remember, you can find us online anytime you'd like. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's because that's the way we roll, ladies and gentlemen, because, we are pursuing our higher calling, and we thank you for joining us as we do this together, pursuing the truth, no matter where it lies and wherever you can find it. But the truth is always there, and it's always consistent. Professor Peter Kreeft is with us. We're going to talk about his new book, Probes, Deep Sea Diving into St. John's Gospel. Peter has, well, I'll tell you, he's always astounded me. He's become one of my favorite professors, I got to tell, to be honest with you. Even though for a while there was a debate on how you pronounced, Professor, I got to tell you, I want to bring you on right now. So I'm going to be very vulnerable with you because I've gone back and forth and I've even spoken with the people who book you. And I say, is it Kreeft or Kreeft? Because he's been very kind. He's never corrected me on it. And so this is why I had my producer ask you up front, because I said, well, this is ridiculous. You know, I should know exactly because, pronouncing people's names is important to me. So thank you for clearing that up, by the way.
Well, it doesn't really matter. You can call me anything you like as long as you don't call me a taxi.
No, hey, I won't unless I happen to be in the taxi with you because I enjoy our time together. And we're going to do a deep dive into Probes and what it's all about. But, you know, as I was reviewing some of your past books, and first of all, I've got to tell you, you have blessed so many people with Symbol and Substance. The book with that you had written that included a conversation, a kind of a make-believe conversation, but still, wow, very plausible between Franklin Graham and J.R. Tolkien and C.S. Lewis. I'll tell you, you have profoundly impacted, Catholics that I've spoken with that I've recommended. I says, do not pass go. Don't collect to it. Get your hands on that book. This is going to kind of reignite the wonder of the Eucharist and why you love it so much, and the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. Phenomenal. I got to tell you, and you've blessed me and others so much by that. Thank you.
Well, I'm just a scribbler. I'm a farmer who throws seeds out into the soil, and if the soil is all fertilized, it produces crops. But it's not I who makes the thing come alive. It's higher powers.
Well, I am grateful that you are willing to allow God to work through you in the way in which he does, whether it's teaching students on campus, in your writings. Now, Probes has come about. As I say, it's a deep-sea diving into St. John's Gospel. One of my favorite Gospels, a Gospel that I used repeatedly in evangelism. And, one of the first books people would say to me, so, well, now that I've come to Christ, what should I do? And maybe I got this from, Billy Graham, because I worked on the Crusades in the mid-80s in Los Angeles. And the book of John was very powerful, very instrumental in us, continuing the evangelistic efforts. But what you have done here, oh, my goodness, I mean, the probes, ladies and gentlemen, there's over 1,000, over 1,400 questions in this book. You know, Peter, I got to tell you, I'm surprised with all the questions, it's only about 300 pages. I would expect it to be more voluminous, but that's because you asked the question. Yes, exactly. Exactly. Well, I guess that's the part. That's the second part of probes. Is your, you know, and I say your, not yours, but the audience's personal writings and answers to the probing questions that you present.
Well, I think it's very valuable to get the mind and the heart working, and it needs a stimulus, and questions are some of the best stimuli. The rabbis do that. Their method of teaching was very much like that of Socrates, question and answer.
Yes.
Jesus was in the temple at the age of 12. He was asking and answering questions.
Right. You know, I maintain that one of the things that we're devoid of greatly is critical thinking. And this is what we love about the Word of God. It does cause you to develop critical thinking skills, does it not?
It does. It's like hands in the pants that keeps your faith moving and moving forward.
Exactly. I like that. You say in Probes, you wrote this with a twofold point of view. First, the truth of the historic Christian faith, and secondly, the infinite depths and riches of Scripture, which endlessly rewards endless exploration or probes. Wow. You know, that pretty much gives us the motivation there and what's in it for the reader, right?
That's why I use the image of deep sea diving. The Bible is like the ocean. There are depths that have not been plumbed. There are mysteries always surrounding the little bits of light that we can shine onto it. So it literally is inexhaustible.
Mm-hmm. Are you a deep sea diver yourself?
No, I'm a surfer. I stay on the surface.
You stay on the top. Hey, but nonetheless, you could appreciate the people who do go under and that are exploring. You know, in many cases, have not been explored. And we do that with the Word of God. It's interesting, Peter. You know, in fact, I was just having this conversation with some other friends of mine who are believers and read the Word of God. And I said, isn't it interesting that we read these passages, in some cases, maybe you might even say over 100 times. But, you know, the revelation of that particular verse may not come to you until you get to the 100th time. And you go, how did I miss it? How many times have I read this? And, you know, I find it quite good.
The reason for that is very simple. This is not just a book, an object, like a stone or a leaf or a planet or a mathematical formula that you can come to the end of. It's a person. Mm-hmm. It's the source of spirit. There's somebody looking in at you when you look out at that window. Mm-hmm. And that conversation is endless. That's the beginning of heaven.
Well, and I like how you began the dive in the book, of course, with the book of John, as St. John wrote it, in the beginning. You know, let's start at the surface, okay? Now we're going to get off the surfboard and we're going to start to go down. And in the beginning, you know, John writes it out and really lays out, you know, who Jesus is and was and will always be.
Yep. In fact, John goes beyond Genesis, because Genesis begins with God's act of creation, but John begins even before that, even before creation.
Yes.
The Word was God.
Yeah. Interesting that, speaking of Genesis, that John would, in a sense, you could say, patterned his epistle, or his gospel, rather, would pattern his gospel to Genesis, don't you think?
Yep. You know, in Alice in Wonderland, when Alice finds herself in the presence of the Red Queen says, "Tell me your story, child." And Alice says, "I don't know how to tell a story." The Red Queen gives you a piece of biblical hermeneutics. She says, there's three rules. One, begin in the beginning. Two, proceed until you come to the end. Three, then stop. Life was the only book that ever did that.
I love that. That's pretty simple, isn't it? And to the point. Things that we pick up along the way. If you have ears to hear and eyes to see, we're with Dr. and Professor Peter Kreeft, who is a professor of philosophy at Boston College, prolific author, and we're going to touch a little bit on one of his former books too, which I think probably should be re-released, and that is titled Back to Virtue. Maybe something we need right now in our culture. I'm Bill Martinez. More from the professor after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stair lift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stair lift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stair lift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Bill Martinez live.
There's no high you can't rescue, no war you can't win, no story so over it can't start again. No pain you won't use, no war you won't win.
with you.
Don't you love that lyric? No impossible with you. And there's only one that refers to, no doubt about it, our conversation with the professor out of Boston College, a prolific author, best-selling author, I should say, Dr. Peter Craig continues. And we're talking about his new book, Probes. But before we get back into it, very briefly, as we ended the last segment, we drew reference to one of his previous books, Back to Virtue. You know, Peter, I just got back from California, found out that the universities there have now extended the gender options to 63, and I guess 63 and growing. I guess in the beginning, when God created man and woman, you know, God didn't realize that he was running short. Right?
God was not fully enlightened.
Yeah, exactly. And even his use of pronouns, you know, all that stuff needs to be corrected. So thank God we have this woke culture. But, you know, the fact of the matter is the things that...
I just heard that there was a case in Canada where a father of a transgender daughter was forbidden to use pronouns, her or she, for the rest of his life. And if he did, that would be child abuse, and he could be prosecuted.
Well, here it is. There's all kinds of things. I mean, in New York, they're starting to look at penalizing, you know, $250,000 is kind of the fine they're considering. I know already they can't, you can't say illegal alien in New York at the threat of being, you know, being fined $250,000. I mean, it's insane, but all that to say, and that's minor on the surface. I mean, the other things that are very, you know, I say minor, I mean, certainly, you know, compromising and thinking and even suggesting that God got it wrong and extending the gender options to 63 from 2.
Well, it all goes back to the 1992 Supreme Court decision written by Justice Kennedy, where he said, the heart of liberty is the right to determine for yourself the meaning of life and the mystery of human existence. In other words, get out of my seat, God.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, how arrogant. And look what's happened. And, of course, this has been, you know, a rather progressive movement that I say started back in the beginning of the, it's always been around.
With a snake and an apple. Yeah.
Right, exactly. But in the United States, it definitely came in the 1800s. It continued on, and then you get the progressives taking over education, and they crept in and now taken over entertainment. And here we are. We get, you know, these little, you know, they started out to be little subtle nuggets of things that really challenged us and stretched us to the point to where we have no shame. I mean, there's no embarrassment anymore.
Fortunately, there's one thing that was not designed in Hollywood or in Harvard, and that's the human heart. That was designed in heaven. So we still long for the good, the true, and the beautiful, even though we don't admit it.
You know, and I'm glad you brought that up, Peter, because that's my anchoring point with everyone in conversations to say, you know, the good news is that God, in the book of Romans, says that he has imprinted. He's imprinted the software, you know, the design, the directions in our very hearts. We each have our own responsibility. You know, Jeremiah says that no longer will a child, you know, feel the sourness of an action because of a bitter taste of because of the action of a parent, that there will be that time, which I believe the time has come to where people are individually responsible. And so when it comes down to those 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, considerations and those, you know, hopefully deep dive probes that people may be having at 3 o'clock in the morning saying, God, why? You know, it is that imprint on our hearts that will not abandon us, that still guides us toward the truth. I mean, you have to really purposely sear your conscience, as St. Paul said.
You do. And that's only temporary. Dostoevsky shows that beautifully in books like Crime and Punishment and The Brothers Karamazov. People who try to kill their conscience never succeed.
Mm-hmm.
There are certain things which, as James puts, Dostoevsky puts it, certain things which you can't not know.
Mm. Well, 1,450 questions that you ask in Probe that are laid out, that are quite stimulating. And you say with this book, with Probe, as you read this book, you need to have your Bible open And I don't know how you not. I mean, this is because it constantly draws you back to the Word of God. And you say, well, you know, maybe I didn't remember reading that
before. The book is
right?
Like a window. If there's no world outside the window, a window is purposeless. Mm-hmm. So the book simply points to the book.
Yes. Now, give an example for our audience. I mean, there's 1,450 questions here. Let's take a look at some of the deeper questions that you address in your book. I'm going to let you do that. Go ahead.
Some of them are easy. Some of them are hard. Some of them are in the middle. And they're not the kind of questions that there's one and only one correct answer to. Mm-hmm. They're probes. They're stimuli. They're like little pins stuck into your brain.
So they're motivating you to do a deeper dive, to even go down even further and go down and experience the fathoms of this deep dive where some of the answers lie, right?
And this is why the best way to use the book is in a group, because everybody sees something that you don't see, and you see something that nobody else sees.
No, and that was my thought as well, that a small study group where you can, you know, share with one another, because I see that often as an added blessing to this. And, I would agree with that that admonition.
And I even give you some practical rules for forming such a group at the beginning of the book. Mm-hmm. I hope people will take that seriously. It also can be used by an individual, but you have to split your mind into two halves, one half questions and the other half answers.
Mm-hmm. But it's also easier because, you know, the fact of the matter is when you get into this, you may think, okay, it's, you know, not that complicated. But as you get into it, you realize that as you go into a deep dive, just like when you are in a deep dive, you do not want to dive alone, right? That's one of the first things they tell you not to do. And so you want to make sure you're accompanied with somebody. But also what you will realize, especially as you go deeper into it, the topics become weightier, do they not?
Well, that's true of any exploration. Mm-hmm. The first step is the easiest, and in another sense, the first step is the hardest. The ancient Greeks had a little saying, well begun is half done.
Mm-hmm.
Or one foot up and one foot down, that's the way to London Town. But once you start this, you'll increasingly get it. Like a little child beginning to walk.
Mm-hmm.
Once you take that first step and you realize you can do it, eventually you become the prima ballerina.
Mm-hmm. And this in itself, you know, some people say, well, I need to have somebody lead me. Somebody is leading you, the Holy Spirit, the Word of God.
Right.
And this book is guiding you along. I mean, in a sense, you have the professor with you in your small study. This
yeah,
is
but
really...
I'm not the professor. He is.
Yes, he is. I understand. But by title, I'm going to give you your honor. You've earned it. You've worked hard for that. But and I appreciate your humility, you know, that you always point, you know, it's not about you. And it's always pointing to God and to Jesus. And I respect that as well. But, you know, but the idea is that, look, at you know, we had a bit of you. And again, I so appreciate your keen knowledge and insight and what you bring, you know, to the conversation and how you bless us, Professor. I mean, this is awesome.
Well, the book is for amateurs, not for professionals. It doesn't require any special knowledge or special education. It just requires that you have a human mind and a human heart. So anybody can use it.
Well, the book is available at all the usual places, correct?
Yes. Ignatius Press, Amazon.
Peter, and if people want to be in touch with you, how can they do that?
You can email me, grief@bc.edu. I answer all emails eventually, although it may take some time. I'm not a slave to the screen.
Right. Well, excellent. And, of course, we're going to link the book on our website at billmartinezlive.com. Dr. Peter Cray, Probes, Deep Sea Diving into St. John's Gospel. Get ready. Lots of questions, 1,450 questions, going to take you into a deep dive. Professor, thank you for being with us. Appreciate it.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Did you get a flu shot last year? If you answered no, you don't have an excuse this year. You can get a shot at your closest VA center on your next visit for free.
But what if you don't have a visit planned in the near future? Don't have a visit planned? Here's an alternative. Here's your veteran's tip of the day. The Veterans Administration and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots more accessible and free to veterans. They have made it very easy for you to get this protection. Protecting yourself is a good idea. Getting a flu shot at the VA or consider going to a local Walgreens, both are free. Just go to your local Walgreens, no appointment necessary, show your ID card, and get your flu shot for free. Protecting yourself, get a flu shot. Last year, over 80,000 people in America died from the flu. The life you save just might be your own. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Rick Perry, the latest member of the Trump cabinet to be stepping down. Energy Secretary Perry saying he's leaving, and not because of anything having to do with Ukraine.
Yeah, well, it has absolutely nothing to do with Ukraine. It has everything to do with, for the last 8 or 9 months, I've been looking back to Texas on a pretty regular basis, to Round Top, Texas, my wife, my dogs, and kind of going on to the next adventure in life.
Perry was speaking on Fox and Friends. A key House committee has approved Speaker Nancy Pelosi's sweeping drug pricing measure. The bill the House Energy and Commerce panel approved last night would allow Medicare to negotiate lower prices on as many as 250 expensive drugs each year, and the discounts could then be applied to private health insurance plans. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Hey, millennials. Know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez Live.
Are you ready for a comeback? Okay. Hey, look, we got plenty of fight in us. I mean, you got to think about the odds here. What is happening in our country that has been turned upside down a bit? It's been a small number of people, really. It's a minority of people. And we saw what happened when the silent majority came together and took a stand for this great country of ours. And this is what this country is crying out for right now. I mean, we see this at the Trump campaign stops, thousands of people being turned away at the door, people waiting for days to go in, and it makes you wonder, with all the Democrats on stage debating, what is going on and what, their ideas may be. But what this president has done has just been short of miraculous, I got to tell you. And Mary Colbert joins us now. She started the 2016 National Prayer Movement for President Trump. Once again, started a new national call of prayer for Trump's reelection and also for the Democratic Party. And I appreciate her heart for that because, Mary, I have to tell you, I feel the same way. I mean, this is a two-party system in which we live in. And the Democrats, where they're heading right now, is into an abyss. And they are bound and determined to take this all on. I mean, they're challenging God. They're challenging the voters. And the consequences of taking on the voters and God himself are going to be quite deleterious. And I think it's going to be a time of rebuilding and refocusing for the Democratic Party, because there's going to be an incredible amount of pain ahead for this party that went absolutely nuts after the 2016 vote. What's going to happen in 2020 when it's even more of a landslide?
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate you bringing me on. I agree. I appreciate your insight as well. I do believe that 2020 will be what I call a year of perfect vision.
Mm-hmm.
People will clearly see. That's what 2020 stands for.
Right.
I think everybody will see clearly what is evil and what is good. We've literally stepped into a time that the opposite has occurred. We call that which is good evil,
mm-hmm.
and evil is being called good. And yes, in the middle of the midterm election, as I was leading a prayer call, and this last one, we had over 200,000 people, and I forget how many countries,
wow.
about 100 countries that were
mm-hmm.
screaming in, praying for our country, because there are so many people around the world who know very well America is the last lighthouse. We are it. We are the last hope standing for righteousness and goodness in the earth against socialism. And they know that to be true. We are the last. It's like the Alamo. You know,
yeah,
stand,
right.
And we're the last. We're the last to stand.
Mm-hmm.
And I have one of my distant relatives who's in the, his picture is in the Alamo. His name is Tapley Holland.
Oh.
He was my great-great-great uncle.
Mm-hmm.
He was the brother to my great-great-great-grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
And he stood in the Alamo, and I look at that picture of him, and they drew the line, and I think, I know where I get it from. I've got the DNA in me.
Atta girl.
Solid.
Yeah.
But anyway, in the midterm, halfway through, I pray before I pray. And it's important that when you pray, you listen. It just is important that you take time to listen in your time of prayer and clearing your mind, because that's where that inner voice, that deep voice inside of you will speak. And I heard him say, you need to tell the people on the call today that they're not going to get everything they want. And he said, now I know, you know, I'm thinking in my head,
yes.
Oh boy,
yeah.
They're not going to want to hear this.
Yeah.
And he said, I know you've given up on the Democratic Party, but I just want you to know I haven't.
Mm.
And
yes.
It went through me like a rocket.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I want you to begin to pray for the Democratic Party. Pray for those that have left me and they're gone. Begin to speak them forth and bring them back. There are people in the Democratic Party who are godly, God-fearing, and they've been intimidated and bullied to the point that their mouths are silent.
Exactly.
He said, but they're there. He
mm-hmm.
said, just start praying for them to come forth and take back the party. But before that can happen, it has to completely collapse.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to have to completely implode. And I think 2020 is when that happens. Because God set this system up of America that whenever any one party gets all power, it becomes all corrupt. And so he has set it for check and balances to keep everybody honest. So we need the Democratic Party to be a God-fearing, God-led, and have their views. It's like a husband-wife team.
Exactly.
You know, you have a wife who has her views, a husband has his, and between the two, you get God's plan.
Mm-hmm.
So by omitting one of them, you just if one becomes just like it, then you have omitted the need for one of them. God's perfect counsel comes in the balance of both.
Exactly.
And so I really believe that is why it's important that we as a church and believers around the world to begin to pray for the Democratic Party, for God to come back on the throne there, people rise up, be bold, and take it back. I think it'll be a perfect setup when they implode and they see how badly they're going to be beaten.
Well, the other thing, and the other thing too, Mary, if you're praying for someone, and in this case a party, an institution, when it would seem that, which is projected, that we will achieve an incredible victory, it's not about an end zone dance. You know, this is about, having some humility, because when judgment comes, what is it? What's happened time and again when we read in the history, in God's history, in His Bible, in His Word, he looks to see, you know, are we humble in victory? If we are lording it over those that
yes.
that suffer
yes.
for their judgment, then what does
right.
God do time and again? You know, suddenly that judgment comes back on us, and we
That's
don't
exactly
want that, right? Exactly.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. No, I totally agree, Bill. I totally believe in that. And I have a website. It's marycolbert.us. People can log in and find a prayer host in their state or throughout the country. They're setting up now because my strategy right now is for, being in Labor Day 2020, to have intercessory people set up in each of the 50 states. I have a book coming out in January called A Prayer That Changes Everything.
Mm.
I think people have lost the real power of prayer, and they see prayer like throwing pixie dust up in the air. They have been defeated. They have not seen their prayers answered. They have seen they've been discouraged because they did pray. Nothing happened. And I get that. I totally understand that. But there is things about prayer that have been lost.
Mm.
And I really believe in the Garden of Gethsemane, if the disciples had stayed awake instead of falling asleep, they would have learned a lot about prayer. We don't know how Jesus prayed. We don't know what he said in his prayer because they fell asleep. And even Jesus said, couldn't tear with me. What?
Yes.
There are so many things that got lost because they did fall asleep and they didn't go with him and they didn't record and they didn't witness. But God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, he's bringing education forward to the church about prayer, how to pray, and why your prayers don't get answered.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the important things, Bill, that the Lord showed me in this national prayer as we were praying, I would hear people from time to time as before they'd go, we come against you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. And I heard the Holy Spirit say, stop them.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard the Holy Spirit say that in my head. And I was like, I said, please stop doing that. Stop mm-hmm. doing that. When you are in prayer with the Father, you don't bring Satan with you.
Right.
Don't bring Satan to the throne room. You can't even speak to Satan from the throne room. He can't enter there. He can't go there. And there are just things I see that's ignorant, that people are ignorant to about prayer, how it works, why it works. And I think that's why the Nation Builders National Prayer Call was so successful.
Exactly.
It was amazingly successful. It caught fire. And it's just, and it's now all over the world. We have countries all over the world that has duplicated what I did. And that are starting to see how it works, that the Lord showed me to teach my people how to pray.
Exactly.
They do not know how to pray.
We've got to go to break, and we've got more from Mary Colbert after this. Stay with us.
No, they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middle men and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Cohibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Cohibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Cohibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez live.
Come on, get through all my brokenness, get through all my hopelessness.
You know, I hope you can capture that picture in that song. That you come running. This is the way God pursues us. It's beyond our imagination. I mean, even in the best cases, you know, Mary Colbert, where you may be raised by a loving mother and father. I was so blessed. There were 9 kids in our family, and I looked into the face of my dad. And I always felt in looking at his face and his sense of humility and love was that this is about the closest thing on earth that I could get to seeing the face of God. My dad was just that kind of man. Just very humble, very loving. And I was so blessed for that. But, you know, the thing is, as good as he was, you know, toward all his kids, we have the real Father in heaven. Who pursues us? I mean, you know, as my rabbinic messianic rabbi Jonathan Kahn, friend, says to me about God's peace. He says, in the Jewish tradition, when you pray shalom, God's peace upon someone, it is the affirmation that it is God's intent, his intent for all his creation to be filled with peace, to actuate peace in their very lives. I mean, that's amazing. You know, when you think about it, it's like, Mary, you don't have to do anything. I'm agreeing with God that his peace, that he has purpose for you, that you will see and realize and live in that peace because he's pursuing you. No matter where you are, no matter how knuckleheaded you might be at a particular moment, he's still pursuing us to make sure that his peace and, you know, that critical chapter of our lives is realized, because when we're walking in peace, oh my goodness. I mean, you talk about being something delightful and attractive to others, fulfilling. We are quite a force, even though, being in God is a lot more than just being a force, right?
I totally agree. His peace that passes all understanding when the world is in total turmoil. And when you're able to walk with a sense of peace, that in spite of it, he still has it, that baffles people. It makes people anxious. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the scripture is very clear. He says, I take no pleasure in the destruction of the wicked. And and I take him at his word at that. I believe that is absolutely true about the nature of God. He would rather they repent and turn to him than have to destroy them.
Exactly.
And, so, and that's one thing I've been having to try to teach people in these prayer calls, because the attitude of, God, get them. Like, wait a minute. That isn't the nature of God.
Yeah. Be careful. Be careful what you're calling down upon others, you know, to make them right back upon you. Yeah, you know, and I think of David. I think of David when David was leaving Jerusalem. Remember, he was being mocked. And, and his generals wanted to take the guy. He goes, no, you're not going to do that. Because maybe he needed to be there for that particular time and for David to feel the condemnation. Yes, it was Saul's brother, Saul's relative that was, chirping at him and that. And he eventually got judged. But, at that moment in time, David didn't want to be the instrument of God's judgment. He didn't believe that he was. And he had the discernment, not to judge Saul's brother. But, he let God do it. And God has an incredible way and a perfect way of doing it, right?
Right, exactly.
And along the line,
waiting
and giving him an opportunity, because it wasn't like he turned him into a stone right at that moment, right? He had time to, consider, but he chose not to, and so then, okay, so you get judged.
Yeah, well, one of the things I heard years ago, someone said to me, maybe the Bible wasn't meant to just be studied. Maybe the Bible was meant to be prayed. And I thought about that, and I thought, that is such a powerful thought, to think that the scriptures and the guidelines that God's given unto us, we are supposed to be speaking forth and putting that frequency into the earth in agreement with what he has said in a state of prayer.
Right.
And I thought, wow, Lord, that just kind of reshapes everything to how you are to pray.
Right.
And that's what I'm trying to do with my book, Prayer That Changes Everything. I'm trying to put a whole new light, and prayerfully I pray it does, an excitement toward prayer, and that people see praying as a, instead of a time where you have to do something or you feel, required to do, you can't wait to go spend that time with him.
Right.
Because you know that you will see the fruits of it. You'll see reaction to it. I remember during the original national prayer call that we did in 2016, one week before the election, we have so many stories, and I share them in the book, Prayer That Changes Everything. And one of the stories that stood out was Karen Wheaton, and everybody knows who Karen is. She led the prayer that day. And she came on, and she said, Father, we need you today. Turn this election around where everyone knows that you are going to accomplish your will today, Lord. We're looking to you to turn it around today.
Mm.
And she was emphatic, and, we had over 100,000 people on the call, so I taught people by that time, whenever you hear a pointed word, just go in agreement. Yes, Lord, today,
Right.
You're having these people across the country and speaking and agreeing in this power of unity, of a corporate prayer, and almost like an Esther kind of a thing.
Yes.
It was very similar, because we were actually in a partial fast. I had everybody in a partial fast at that point for the last
the week going into it.
Days.
Oh, 30 days. Uh-huh.
Yeah, going into it. The last 30 days, I'd ask everybody if they could fast as much as they could, meals or whatever, to do whatever they could in a fast to join us in the fast. But literally, we hung up the prayer call because it was at 9 a.m. Eastern time. 1 hour after that prayer, James Comey came out and said, I've decided to reopen the case. Well, we all know that's when everything shifted.
Mm-hmm.
And to this day, James Comey doesn't know why he did that.
Right.
I laugh about it
because
there's such a point in time. I thought, the Father, and this is encouraging for people to know and have the faith and confidence, the Father holds the heart of every beating man and woman, that he can turn at will. Now, we've got to know that, that he has the ability to turn even your enemy. We watched that with Moses.
Right.
He is the one who has the ultimate power. But your power of asking him in agreement according to his will and not according to your lust.
Exactly.
You know, when you line up with, first of all, you got to know what his will is.
Right.
And then when you know what his will is, you're in perfect alignment with him. Now mm-hmm. you can ask what you will.
Right.
And the, you know, that's where the prayers of a righteous man availeth
much. Right.
Exactly. That's when those key factors start coming in. So people are going to learn a lot from my book. And my website, again, is marycolbert.us. Go in and join a national prayer host in your city or your state across the country. They're on there right now, different times, different, you know, prayer calls that are going on a continual basis. There's one prayer host that's hosting 24 hours, 7 days a week, prayer call.
That's great. That's awesome.
Be able to come in and pray in agreement with people who are standing in line with what God's word says for this nation. Because I want people to know a great awakening is coming to this country.
Well, without a doubt.
We are on the cusp of the greatest awakening of signs and wonders. I mean, we are going to see notable people taking the gospel to the street, not being ashamed of the gospel, not being ashamed in a restaurant or, you know, in the byways and the highways of wherever they are in their life, to stop and say, do you want me to pray with you? And, and that there will be a revolt.
Right. But the thing, you know, a lot of people, you know, say, oh, Bill, we need a revival. I say, well, but we need repentance. You have to have repentance before you get revival. You got to see where you have been incongruous with God's intention and his plan and purpose for our life. So Susie, as you say, it's so important for us to align. Mary, real quick, we only got about a couple of minutes left. We're talking about prayer. And as you may gather, you know, prayer is important and topic for me. But anyway, I cut you off. What were you going to say?
Well, I just want to say real quick, I get a lot of pushback on this, and people are saying, Mary, you need to tell President Trump that we need a day of repentance and fasting and prayer. Let me just tell you, I do believe so heartedly that every individual should be doing that in their life. There should be a continual repentance, continual fasting and prayer going on individually. Mm-hmm. But corporately, the reason I resist it right now, when you're in the middle of a battle, you don't stop and do repentance.
Right.
Folks, we're in a war. We're in the middle of a war. And I really believe the Lord showed me, when you see Roe versus Wade overturned and it's sent back to the state, when you see that happen, call for a national repentance.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when it's real. Mm-hmm. That's when it's truly real. But we're in the middle of a war right now, and you don't ask a warrior and a battle person to stop and do repentance.
Yeah.
I personally, timing is very important for corporate repentance, and
well,
I don't believe, Bill, we're there yet.
Yeah, I'm not calling, you know, for corporate. This is individual, because people will do this. Even a warrior, you know, will stop and realize, okay, I'm out of alignment. I need to get in alignment with God. And this is what prayer is about, and that's why I wanted you to say, we only got about 20 seconds, is, you know, what prayer is. So, Mary, we're just going to have you back, because you and I got, you know, this is so critical and so important, especially, you know, with the coming election, coming up. And then we can talk more about your latest book, The Trump Prophecy, okay?
Okay.
You got it.
Okay, great. Love it. Thank you.
Mary Colbert on Bill Martinez Live. Have a great weekend, Mary. God bless.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Most of you know.